Hello and welcome back, everyone. Today, I would like to address another question that I get very, very often from my clients. And that question is, why do I have to pay at the end of the year? Why do I get a refund as part of my tax return? Why is my refund so small or so large? Many people don't understand that even though your income levels might be similar with your coworkers, colleagues, friends, or family, your personal situations and additional factors such as additional income and additional deductions play a big role in the calculation of your final balance of the tax payable or tax receivable. So let's look, for example, at a person who has some dependent, for example, a wife or a husband who has lower income or doesn't work or studying. Or maybe somebody has a disability or supports a parent or a child or a spouse with disability. All those situations will result in additional deductions, even though the income level might be the same as somebody else. We can also consider someone who decided to make a large RSP contribution. That would definitely bring the income down and will result in a refund as well, which, as you can see, will not equal to somebody else's refund or payable. On another hand, somebody can have additional income. That would be interest earned on the deposits to a bank or to some other financial institution, potentially dividend earned on investments, maybe something earned on stocks or bonds, or maybe they sold a big investment. Possibly they have a rental property or some kind of source of income other than employment income, for example, a side business. In those situations, the person will have to pay additional income tax on the additional income earned. You see, when you're getting your paycheck from the employer, that paycheck is already net of all of the taxes and remittances such as CPP and EI and potentially insurance and other deductions. Well, if you have your own business or you earn other types of income like interest, dividends, there is no deduction on those. You receive that income and you will have to pay income tax on that income at the end of the year. So all of those little things play a factor or play a role in the calculation of what is your net taxable income. We're not talking about your gross. We're not talking about how much money you've earned from employment. We're talking about taxable income. And taxable income is very different for everybody. In addition to the differences in taxable income, everybody has different deductions. Remember, RSPs, possibly dependents, medical expenses, donations, that's just to name a few. I would never be able to list all of the deductions because they vary by province and they definitely vary by each individual. So please don't compare your refunds with anybody else. It's never the same situation. In my 25 year of working in tax, I have never seen two identical situations. So no comparables. If you have any questions, you can always reach me at natalie@taxwelldone.com or visit my website, www.taxwelldone.com. Thank you.